time somebody says St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
St. Louis has got a lot, and Scott Jagow is out there roaming, and he will play the clues for Joe Pott and me, Debbie Monterey, and we'll try and figure out where he is and play along at home, folks.
This isn't going to be a challenge. This is going to be a challenge.
Okay.
However, it's part of the area that doesn't get highlighted enough, probably, and so I wanted to highlight it. Let's start with one clue.
It's a very tight-knit community. Most of the people that are down here are second and third generation. You got a lot of working class people down here, so you know, a lot of history in this neighborhood of people who've really grown up here, seen both the growth of this neighborhood, and you've got a lot of people down here just working real hard to you know, bring our part of the city back.
Okay, so not a new subdivision.
No.
Part of the city.
Okay.
This city? Another city? Hmm.
There was another clue in there.
Down here?
There you go.
Down here.
Down here.
I would think that would help.
Okay.
Geographically.
Okay.
Okay. Clue number two.
There's plenty of shaded trees. It's a small, intimate venue. And we'll have five bands, starting with Andrew Ryan and the Levy. And then Kevin Rennick. And you may have heard of him as the composer of a song called Up in the Air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he was in that George Clooney. His song ran with the credits in that movie.
Oh. So we got a little music going on.
And a venue.
And
with
a
shady
venue,
trees.
Yes.
Okay. Very perplexed looking.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think they had a column called the River de Pere Yacht Club in the Bugle, which kind of parodied, you know, the River de Pere. It being some sort of waterway where you would have a yacht club. He had some ongoing spoofs he would have with the alderman at the time, Red Villa. I think Jack Carney from KMOX.
And then he also did pranks. Like, he said he would jump off the JB Bridge, and apparently a bunch of people showed up, and he jumped from, like, 3 feet toward the bottom of the bridge onto the...
Got on a truss.
Oh, so we got a character here.
Yeah, that's cheating. Okay, so River de Pere. So down there, River de Pere.
Yeah,
so we're South
talking.
City somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think you guys are zoning in on
okay.
it. River de Pere was a good clue there.
Right.
And the character, the person we're talking about, is a huge clue, if you know who he is.
I do not.
Red Villa?
Not Red Villa. Oh,
Jack Carney?
No.
Oh, the person who's talking?
No, the person... He's talking about,
okay.
Saying he had a relationship with Red Villa. He had a relationship with Jack Carney. He jumped off the JB
Bridge. He pulled the prank, right?
Okay.
Prank. So he was pretty well known in the area a long time ago. Let me continue.
You know, the city has some struggling neighborhoods, and this being one of them. We're hoping by dragging artists down here that we will help foster an artist revolution in the Patch community as well. It's a great place for artists to be.
I often tell people, when I give them directions in my office, I say, take Grand all the way to where it ends at Cronulet Park, make a left on Holly Hills, you'll cross over 1955, you'll cross into 1978, and then two blocks you'll be at my office.
Good.
I love those directions.
Yeah, it's
okay,
true, though.
So we're not looking for a place, we're talking about a person. We're guessing a person?
No, it's a place.
Oh, okay.
It's named after a person. And he gave the location just then.
Yeah, the Patch neighborhood.
Yes, do you know where that is?
Well, now once you go through 1959 and then 1972.
It was 55, I think.
And 78.
And 78.
So it's not Carondelet or Holly Hills, but past there.
It's in that area.
Okay.
I mean, Patch, it's a very controversial naming thing. It's known as Patch Neighborhood to the people who live there and have lived there a long time. Other people consider it to be part of Carondelet. But the people there are proud. There is a Patch Neighborhood Association, and the other gentleman you heard from, he is the president of it. Fred there is the head of a local organization that is for the betterment of the area, including Carondelet and the Patch Neighborhood. And there's a music event this weekend in this location, which is
the wooded,
what we're talking about.
Nice venue that we talked about earlier, but we have not yet narrowed down.
I,
all right.
I don't know, but I'm very interested. I mean, I know the general area.
All right. Well, I'm just going to tell you then.
Okay.
So this Sunday is Finetti Fest.
Finetti Fest.
Finetti Fest. Donald Finetti was the guy who did the prank off the bridge, and he owned the Bugle, a newspaper that is located where there is a deli now called the River de Pere Deli. I think so. Something like that. It's like, yeah, no, the River de Pere Yacht Club. The Yacht Club, which again was kind
of hilarious.
A joke. And he used to do a thing called Joke of the Week, spelled W-E-A-K. Stuff like that. He would do little pranks. He was kind of a, you know, a hipster dude back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And he had this newspaper that doesn't exist anymore. Anyway, Finetti Plaza or Finetti Park is named after him. And that's where Finetti Fest is. And it's 1 to 7 on Sunday afternoon. And it also proceeds go to help the local organization there that's trying to better the community.
Well, so, I love groups who are trying to better their neighborhoods. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Very cool.
And we'll have more on the whole thing coming up Sunday morning on Total Information AM at 8:20 and 9:20.